Switch over to a little bit of politics, and I just saw Sienna is out with a new poll. It says that Kathy Hochul's lead over Lee Zeldin in the governor's race is 54-37 at 17 points. And where does she have the lead? In New York City. Now, you know, the way you speak about her all the time, Michael, you would think her lead is upstate. She holds a 70% to a 20% lead over Lee Zeldin in New York City.
Well, I mean, that's to be expected. Republicans have no shot in this state. They just don't, you know? And as Rob Astorino said, if Lee Zeldin can't beat Kathy Hochul with all, everything that should be going in Republican favor, Rob Astorino said he doesn't think a Republican can ever be elected statewide again in New York. It's just too blue. So,
well, let's talk. Let's dive deeper into this and Mayor Adams saying he doesn't know what he's doing. Let's bring in Joe Borelli. He's our buddy, the minority leader of the New York City Council. Joe, how you doing? Well, there's a lot to digest this morning in the news.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, I just got an email. I'm supposed to play golf in Naples on Saturday, and I just got an email saying the golf outing is still on. We're still playing golf in Naples, so I can't wait to see if this is really happening or not, but it seems like it's going to be difficult to get down there, but hopefully...
Well, I think if you better start driving, because the airports are closed, Joe, so you better figure out a way to get there.
We'll see. We'll see if it happens, but good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
No, so, Joe, let's... Go ahead, Michael.
I was just going to say, we were just talking about Lee Zeldin and this poll, new poll out that shows Kathy Hochul leaps and bounds ahead of him. I mean, I'm a Republican, but I'm pretty pessimistic about the chances for a Republican to win statewide ever again in New York State. What do you think?
Well, let me start here. Is Lee Zeldin down in the polls? Of course he is. But as sure as Haley's Comet comes around every 86 years, you can be assured that a Siena poll led by Steve Greenberg is going to oversample Democrats and have a wildly large margin of Democratic victory. This is something that actually happens every 2 years in congressional races, every 4 years in gubernatorial races. He had Cuomo up by 25, 30, 40 points last time around, just trying to make headlines for the poll, I suppose. The reality is, Zeldin is not in the lead. We know that. The reality is, I think, as you pointed out, that Hochul has a significant lead in New York City, but we've only begun to fight. We've only begun to start putting ads and billboards and messaging and digital ads targeting people in New York City. I mean, again, our target number for victory in New York City isn't 50%. Remember that, guys. It's 30%. If Zeldin can get 30% of New York City, we win this thing, and we win this thing significantly. So, Siena wants to set the bar in one stratosphere, but reality is a little bit different, and our target in New York City is not 50%.
Hey, let's talk about the mayor a little bit here. He went off yesterday. Reporters wanted to know his schedule, and he says he's not going to tell them, and he says...
This is how I flow.
This is how he flows. How do you assess the way he flows?
I think it comes down to who he's meeting with, right? Everyone deserves private time. Everyone deserves their own personal life, whether at night or with their families. On the weekends, I'm an elected official. I turn my phone off and I go to the soccer field with my kids and then hopefully go out to a pizzeria. I don't need the press to know that. The mayor is no different than all of us. However, he runs into trouble when he's having dinner or having drinks or partying or flowing, whatever he wants to call it, with people who have significant business before the city. That's where the ethics rules come into play. That's where he should disclose his meetings to the press. If he's meeting with the developers of one of the major skyscrapers in New York City, he should disclose that to the press. That should be on his public schedule. Anything on your public schedule should reflect what you're doing in terms of public business. If you're having drinks with people who have significant business, that's public business.
Well, I think the press is complaining, Joe, that he's just not transparent about where he is. And I agree, we don't have to know where he is every single minute of the day, but the press, they do have a right to know if he's doing the job, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, the criticism, though, is always at night. I mean, I see his vehicles at City Hall parking lot way more than I ever saw Bill de Blasio's. Bill de Blasio, notorious for coming in late, leaving early, mailing it in. That's definitely not the case with Eric Adams, so I'll give him a little bit of credit for actually showing up during the 9-to-5 portion of the job. But at night, I mean, I don't know if the press has a right to know every restaurant you're going to be in, every place you're going to go in. Last night on his public schedule, he attended a fundraiser for the people of Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic. That was on his schedule. That was about 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. Where he went after that, I don't have a problem not knowing. Again, as long as it's not focused on the business of the city. You're meeting with big real estate, big labor, big unions, big anything. That's a business meeting. That's a meeting you're having for the purpose for them of getting something in front of the eyes of the mayor of the city of New York. That should be 100% reportable.
Joe, we're on with Joe Borelli, the minority leader, Republican, Staten Island, New York City Council. Hey, we got about a minute left. What do you make of these temporary shelters for migrants? I know you had some thoughts about some migrants that were going to be sent to Staten Island. What's your assessment of what's going on?
I mean, it's crazy. I mean, to not have a state of emergency where we're getting federal funds to pay for this is absurd. But unfortunately, that puts any Democratic elected official in the crosshairs because now they have to acknowledge that this is the fault of the Joe Biden administration, and it's a federal problem, and it's because of a federal lack of enforcement on our borders. So we are all in the vice grips as New York City taxpayers because we have the mayor who wants to live up to the sanctuary city nonsense where we have to shelter and clothe and bathe every person who walks through the front door. But he doesn't want to have the courage to actually go up to Joe Biden and say, you are the cause of this problem. It's not Greg Abbott. It's not Ron DeSantis. It's not your fantasies of Republican governors. It's that the Biden administration is letting people come across the border unencumbered.
All right. Joe, always appreciate your input. We'll talk to you down the road. Joe Borelli, minority leader,
New York City Council. Have a great day.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it. Hey, when we return, well, of course Marjorie Taylor Greene wants to kill feral pigs from a helicopter. Who doesn't? And the reason to fight inflation. She's a beauty. Coming up next, our 2022 iHeartRadio Music Festival at T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas was amazing. Check out all the photos, videos, and behind-the-scenes backstage content now at iHeartRadio.com/festival. In case you missed something or want to relive it, watch the two-night event on the CW Friday, October 7th, and Saturday, October the 8th.